Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us on At Home with Victoria. I am very happy that you decided to be here with us tonight. I am Victoria Gaither, the host and television news anchor reporter of the show. We've got such a fun person who's going to be on tonight. I've been so looking forward to it. Allison Quinn is going to be with us tonight, and you've probably seen her on Sons and Daughters. Also, she has been on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and she's worked with Kanye West on a project for HBO. So she's got a lot of stuff going on, so I'm so looking forward to talking to her tonight. But first, let me get my other sidekick on the air with me, and that would be Michael Kay. Michael, are you with us?
I am, darling. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful, and I'm so tickled to death that Allison is going to be on the show tonight. I've been waiting quite some time for this.
I have, too. I used to watch her in Sons and Daughters, and quite frankly, fell in love with her then. And then catching up with her on a Curb Your Enthusiasm. The girl is funny, and now she's guest starring in the second season of Pretty coming up in November, so I'm really happy to be talking with her. How was your little holiday vacation in the mountains?
Well, I am still here, so I'm broadcasting live tonight from the mountains as opposed to my usual spot. And I have to tell you, it is absolutely gorgeous. I am in western Maryland in an area called Garrett County. And, Michael, I have to tell you, I've been here for about 4 days, and I was just so amazed that the leaves have pretty much already changed completely here. So I was a little surprised by that, but it's so beautiful here.
It is. The pictures are lovely. And I love your hair back off your face. Well done.
I know. I rarely ever wear my hair back, so because I rarely ever do it, whenever I do it, people are like, oh, my goodness, your hair, your face, it's so pretty. So I think I may have to maybe keep it like that for a month or so. So, you know, it's always good to get attention and for people to tell you that you're pretty. So.
Absolutely. Pretty is good.
Well, let's go ahead and get Allison on the line because I'm so super excited that she's going to be with us. Allison, are you with us?
I am, you guys. Hello there.
Oh, hello, Allison. How are you, honey?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I heard you're having a crappy day.
I was having a rotten day, but I was looking forward to this, and so I'm very excited, and you guys were just talking about how exciting it is to be pretty, so perfect.
Perfect. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, Allison, I want to officially welcome to you to At Home with Victoria. Michael has been so excited about having you on here. And then when I started to read all about you, and I've seen you in a few things myself, I thought, okay, like now we're having like real celebrities on our show. So we are thrilled to have you here.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here. And I love that now I know who the two people are that have been watching the things I've done. From the two of you. I didn't know we would ever meet.
You or Michael.
Pardon me?
No, but it's true.
I'm the biggest fan
here.
That
we're finally meeting. Sorry,
absolutely.
I will stop talking.
Oh, no, not at all.
You guys are great, and I really like doing the whole pretty thing has been so much fun, and the cast, as you guys know, is fun and hilarious, and I'm going to speak for Steve, which I might get a mean message later, but, like, it's so awesome that you guys are, like, so supportive. And I think that Michael puts up more postings than I do or Stacey or Steve, so that's awesome.
Well, Steve calls me the official, the favorite stalker or professionally crazed fan, however you want to put it. But
Hey, you know what? Until you kill somebody, you're just the number one fan.
Hey. I like funny, and funny likes me, and I like when everybody's funny, so that's why I love it. And speaking of funny, I just want to say how funny you are. Before we get into everything, I would like to talk about, of course, everything, but your role on Sons and Daughters as Sharon Fenton only supersedes your performances on Trading Spaces. I had no idea that was you back in 2007.
Hmm. Oh, really? Did you see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm a big Trading
Spaces
fan. Absolutely.
Like, did you see it? Wow.
Wow, I know because I don't like. There's some things that like I've done, and I do not have a television because I live in the 1800s. So I haven't seen some of the stuff, and that was just like a fun thing that a friend recommended me for after Sons and Daughters. So
yeah, Was that Paige before Paige Davis, after Paige Davis?
I think it was like a ways after Paige, because
yeah.
I remember it was like that whole like Carter Oosterhaus time, and
oh,
I think Paige had been gone for a while.
Yeah,
I think the lesson in that is don't take a break from TV until they make you.
There you go. That sounds good. You know, I wanted to piggyback off of something that you said when we talked about that you don't really see your shows and you don't have a television. It is interesting that for people that are in the broadcasting business, because when I do the evening newscast, I never, ever, ever go back and like to look at any of my newscasts. It's kind of like once I'm done with it, I'm done with it. And even these shows, when I do it, it's like I never want to go back and actually have to listen to it. So I just wanted to let you know I can completely identify with that, that you do television, you're on these shows, but you don't always actually go back and look at them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also like just like sort of been a weird economic and like switching from the digital or however it went from like rabbit ears to digital. And I haven't had cable since I lived with my mom in high school. Like I lived in New York. I just never had it. And so it didn't seem like something to get. And I do. Like the most fun of doing anything is the actual filming of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when you have the blast. And I personally, not like, I don't care. Like, that's so commercial. Gross. Mm-hmm. It's just that I have a particular hard time hearing my voice or looking at my face. And then, you know, but I had to recently recut a reel, and I had to go through all the Sons and Daughters episodes after, like, 4 years and rewatch them, and it was hard. But, like, also, too, watching them, I was like, man, there's stuff I don't remember, and that was so funny, and oh, my God, so-and-so was so good here, and this was sweet, and oh, I wasn't as gross-looking as I thought I was, you know, like, just, it was really fun to watch, like, remove from it.
Yeah. Speaking of Sons and Daughters, who was Sharon Fenton, your character's name? I love her. I was one of the ones who watched the show. I mean, it wasn't really on long.
I love you. Did you say 2 seasons?
Yeah.
You're a dreamer. It was like 11 episodes. It was supposed to be 13, but between doing the pilot and it actually airing was a whole year, and we had like improv rehearsals. So we had a good year to like build that character. I did. So mm-hmm. I love that. And no offense to anyone else I've worked with, but I've never had a more fun experience before that or since that. Like, it was my first real job. I had only done one guest star before that on Significant Others, which is mm-hmm. where I met Fred. So it was exciting for me, and everybody, you know, felt like your family. Like, it really felt like a real family, and everybody, like, was so sweet, and the people from NBC still will say, they still invite us to their parties because they're like, you were one of the nicest cast we've ever had. It just was so fun, and the crew was great. Yeah. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Very nice. And I wanted to ask you: was acting something that you always wanted to do the entire time growing up, or did you kind of fall into it late in life?
Oh, that's so funny. I like that question, Victoria, because I have wanted to be an actress since I was, like, 3 years old,
mm-hmm.
that I can remember, like, running up and down the hallways of my house, because I used to watch a lot of, like, Shirley Temple movies that were, like, on Saturday mm-hmm. mornings at 5 a.m. and think, like, I am Shirley Temple, so I will sing these songs. And it was weird because I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, and acting was not something that was acceptable. So
right.
it didn't take until I moved to New York to be able to be like, I don't have to apologize for the fact that I want to do this. And that was after college. And, I mean, people were like, which is funny, considering the show Pretty, I remember telling a friend's mom, like, thinking I was confiding in her, like, I really want to do this. And she's like, you're not pretty enough. And she's like, they only want pretty girls. You should be a writer.
Wow.
And I remember being 7 and telling my mom in the foyer of her house, like, I really want to be an actress. And she just basically turned around. So And even when I lived in New York, I used to lie and say I was going to therapy, because who's going to tell you you can't go to therapy from a job? And I would go to improv classes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
That's so it. you studied acting in New York then?
I did. I went to the William Esper School for 2 years.
Wow.
Which has its ups and downs.
What are some of the downs?
It became very scary,
I think,
in the way that I just feel like everybody, if you want to be a performer, has something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied with this other great teacher who is actually coming to L.A. this weekend. So if you want to take his introductory class, which kind of changed my life, his name is John Osborne Hughes. Look him up on Facebook or look me up and message me, and I'll get you the info. He made acting mm-hmm. fun again, and he's basically like, I can teach anyone to act. And I felt like there's a lot of stuff in New York or wherever where it's very elitist and very, mm-hmm. like, some people have it and some people don't, but no one can explain what that it is. After the William Esper, like, I learned discipline, but at the same time, by the end of that class, I'd rather audition for a Broadway show than put another scene up.
Right.
Because it's a little terrifying. And, you know, and then you get into that weird
stuff.
Let me ask
you this question.
Let me ask you this question and
go back to something that you said that I thought was really interesting. When you talked about growing up in Detroit, that you wanted to be an actress, but you didn't really feel like, you felt like you have to sort of say, yeah, this is what I want to do, and not think that it's weird or sort of apologize for that this is what you want to do, this is the career path that you've taken. Why was it so? Is that because Detroit is sort of, you know, Car City, USA, and you're expected to go work for, you know, another industry as opposed to you thinking about that being an actress was something that you could do?
Yeah, Victoria, I think that's totally spot on. Like, I think that I was creative as a child. But I was smart as a child, too, so I was good at school and great at math. And I think that, you know, my mom's not listening to this, I don't think. But, like, I know it's a giant disappointment to her that I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I don't have, like, the success in terms of I rent an apartment, I don't have a television. You know what I mean? Like, that sort of...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not financially successful in that way, but I think that
mm-hmm.
a lot of, from what I know, the Midwest was like that. Like, I was thinking about, you know, how yesterday there was that day of, hey, guess what, I'm a straight person, but I support gay people.
Right.
Right.
The coming out day.
Yeah.
And weirdly enough, wanting to be an actress felt almost like as big a secret as hiding being gay. Like,
really?
It was shameful. Yeah. Because it,
wow.
I don't know. Yeah. It was so different, I think, to what anyone there knows or can understand.
Mm-hmm.
I remember even seeing pictures of New York and being in, like, sixth grade and telling this guy, I want to move to New York. And they're like, what's there, tall buildings? Like, people were like, you're crazy. And
mm-hmm.
I was loud, and my sense of humor was different. So I don't sing. I couldn't get into any of the plays at school. So I was just kind of like writing my own stories and telling my own jokes. And then, meanwhile, my drama teacher ended up marrying a student. So
nice. Very nice.
Nice.
Well, it was entirely your enthusiasm, I think, that made you persevere. And speaking of enthusiasm, I want to bring up Curb Your Enthusiasm and stuff. The receptionist, Larry David, at the gastroenterologist, hilarious. Absolutely freaking hilarious. And what's it like working with Larry David?
It was amazing. It was scary, but he's not a real chit-chatter, like, in between the takes,
mm-hmm.
or he wasn't at first, but we got going, and he's – what I like about him is it's kind of the thing where people play tennis, and they say, like, oh, you have to raise your game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just felt totally – I don't know, like, on fire. Like, all my senses are heightened, and he was a delight and so fun. And he warmed up, and I had known Larry Charles, who directed the episode, and he was, like, the entire crew and all the people in the cast. Mindy Sterling, who was in all of Austin Powers movies and is pretty much like an improv genius, she was in the episode. Like, I was just happy to be there, and I had so much fun.
Speaking about that, how much of that was scripted and how much of that was improv?
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. I feel like I could, hang on, while I have you guys on the phone, I saved the piece of paper they gave me for my audition.
Right.
And I think it literally says, like, Larry comes into the office and he doesn't want the list of the names to be shown.
Uh-huh.
And then on his way back out, you've made the list private and now he wants it to be public. And I think that was it.
That's it. It's a
yeah.
fantastic scene, Victoria. I go on YouTube and catch it. Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's it's comedic genius.
I definitely will. You know, Allison, something that I was thinking about when Michael asked you the question about what was it like working with him. I want to say it was about 6 or 7 months on. It was an actor that was on my show, and he's been in Law and Order. Basically a lot of those sort of a drama type of movies that NBC does. And so, of course, with Law & Order, you know, he did SUV, so he had to work with all the sort of, you know, big names for Law & Order. And I asked him, I said, you know, well, what was it like when you walk into a situation like that? And I kind of likened it to me being a television news anchor, because a lot of times you're very comfortable just doing your own show and your own shift, so that when you actually have to go perhaps and fill in at that time for the evening newscast, whether it's the 5, the 6, or the 11 o'clock, those are like the Mac Daddies of the Mac Daddy. You know, although you know your craft, you're still nervous because the people are different. It's not your shift. You know, you're kind of used to your own studio crew. So so I kind of was reliving, because when I interviewed him about that, it was so funny. He says to me, he goes, Victoria, I was scared to death when I walked in there on that set. And then he said what made it so worse was that he was completely shaking in his boots, he says, because all of them are not the type of people that like to chit-chat. He was saying that Law and Order runs itself like a machine. You go in there, you do your thing, you say your lines, you stand on your cue, and you get out of there. So he was like, there's none of that sort of chit-chat, hey, buddy, how's it going, this sort of thing. He goes, it is a business, and they run it like that. So I just completely thought about that when you were reliving your experience when Michael asked you about what was it like working there on that set.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, like, especially with that one, I put a lot of pressure on myself before we started.
You would, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think it was my first, maybe my first job after Sons and Daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then everybody's like, oh, hell, you're going to Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it does have, like, that sort of, like, little stepping up to the plate kind of feel to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It definitely, definitely does.
Yeah.
So what,
I also agree with you that there... Sorry.
No, go ahead. You finish that follow-up.
No, I was going to say there's some jobs that you do, and you might be, like, a co-star or a guest star, and luckily... Like, everybody on Sons and Daughters was amazing, and everybody on Curb Your Enthusiasm was amazing. But there's some jobs you do where it might be a smaller part, or just because of the way that show is and the particular personalities run out, it kind of feels like you're doing temp work in hair and makeup.
Oh, my goodness. Allison, 2008, Kanye West, the HBO project. I'd love to hear about how Kanye West was to work. You're hilarious on, what's it called, Make-A-Wish Lady, I think is the project?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I never got, like, real names. I'm usually, like, waitress, lesbian waitress, Doug's girlfriend.
You play a good adjective.
I do play a good adjective, but if you add an L-Y, it gets crazy.
Yeah.
So Kanye West was really great to work with, and again, I was scared to death of him. And that actually, they offered me that job off of my Curb Your Enthusiasm audition.
Good, yeah.
Which was awesome, and Larry Charles directed that as well.
Wow.
So that was
really
fun.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that was nuts. And if I hadn't, I wish it would have gotten picked up, because it was such a blast.
Yeah.
And he actually, you know what, he knows what he likes. and who can blame him?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And maybe his personality isn't for everybody, but I like somebody that says, this is what I want. And he, you know, he was very friendly. He didn't, he just says what he likes. And I find it strange that sometimes people have a problem with the fact that he's just speaking his mind. He doesn't, I mean, I didn't see all that Taylor Swift stuff, but he didn't do it in a mean way. And I liked how the show ended up, but I don't even know how he'd have time to film it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, what was interesting with the Taylor Swift thing was that, at least from my point of view, because that happened, you know, she got, you know, so much more press out of that whole thing just simply because that situation itself happened. So that's all, you know, for days everybody was just talking about. And, of course, they would have talked about it because she did win the award. But I don't think that obviously it would have dragged on and they would have spoke about it as long as it did had that not happened. So, you know, I guess that sort of goes back to the old saying, some press is good press and good press is no press, or however that saying goes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I also think, like, I don't know, people can say whatever they want. He kind of was right. Like, I don't agree with necessarily what he did, but...
The delivery was a little bit off, but I understand what he was trying to do. You know, I mean, you just don't go ahead and take the mic away from the award winner.
No,
but,
and she's a teenager as well. I mean, you'd never take the mic away from somebody. And she is a teenager, but at the same time, who votes for these things? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely. Anyways, Kath and Kim, Molly Shannon, Selma Blair. Hilarious show. I'm so sad that was taken off because I'm a big Molly Shannon fan. I love Selma Blair too, but Molly Shannon just cracks me up. How was that to work on?
Oh my God, that's so funny that you say that because I auditioned for that. That show was like 2 years in the making.
Uh-huh.
And I think I auditioned for it like 13 or 14 times. Like I auditioned for Kim, then she was supposed to have a friend. And I thought the pilot was hilarious.
Yeah. I think NBC did a huge problem cutting that too short.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. And Paul Feig, the guy who did Freaks and Geeks, was originally supposed to direct the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of a genius. And I don't know, he ended up not doing it. And I don't know, I thought the scripts were great. I don't know what happened. I will say that Molly Shannon is... maybe one of the, like, coolest, most awesome people I've ever met. And she was so fun to work with.
Yeah.
And they would change things on the set. Like, oh, they would take lines away from me because they just had to. And she would literally come over to me like, hey, I just want to let you know, you're doing fine. They have to change it for blocking reasons. And, like, no one else would tell you that.
Yeah.
Right.
And she, there was times when I was in a scene with her, and I ended up getting cut out of the most of the episode. They almost didn't hear it. And there were times when I had to look to my left and literally cross my eyes because if I looked straight at her, I couldn't keep it together.
She's a mess in the best way.
Yeah, so I would love to. Did you see Wet Hot American Summer?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yes.
That's like one of my favorite movies.
Michael sees every single thing, Allison, if you haven't been able to figure that out about him now. When it comes to actresses and actresses that he likes, I mean, literally, you know, if like you were in something in fourth grade and it was a play, I swear to God, somehow he would be able to see that.
Absolutely.
Well, I feel like.
Which I'm going to bring up the 2009 Invention of Lying, Ricky Gervais and Jennifer Garner, the talking head woman, again another adjective, but still wonderful.
Thank you. I think I should put that maybe, you know how they do those special skills at the bottom of your resume?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be like, I'm an awesome
like your combat
adjective.
Fighting experience.
Yeah. I think I have, like, knitting, yoga, burping on cue, and now I'm going to have to be, like, I can personify an adjective like nobody's business.
Listen, guys, I've got to get some questions in. I've got to get some questions in. And, Allison, as the show goes on, I got questions from all over the place. But obviously one thing that everybody seems to be kind of touching on that I guess that you touched on that rang a bell to most people was this whole idea about you living in Detroit and acting wasn't something that you were expected to do. So this is more of a comment. This is a young lady who is from New Jersey And she's saying that that she has seen you in Sons and Daughters, and she says that that it's great that you went ahead and you pursued your dream as becoming an actress. But she says that that she too was I guess she, I don't want to say disappointment to her family, but she was supposed to do something else that her parents wanted her to do, but she decided to go against that. So I think her comment is that she's saying kudos to you for making the decision to go ahead and do what it is that you really wanted to do in life.
Oh, that is so sweet. Tell her I said thank you.
Will do,
yeah,
baby. Now, coming up in 2010, November, I'm
yeah.
so excited. Ginger,
tell
us about Ginger. Who is Ginger? What does she play? Give us a little bit of the dish. Steve Silverman will not cough up any details. He tortures
you. You know what?
Me. What?
Steve Silverman, friendly, cute, funny. I'm scared of him, so I can't tell you too much. What I will tell you...
Okay.
That, like, I've known Steve is actually how I got my start in
really?
Los Angeles.
Really?
I did a one-person show. Yes, he's the reason I got Sons and Daughters. He's the reason I got Significant Others, which is the way I met Fred Goss, who then kind of got me on Sons and Daughters.
Yeah.
Who was his own little genius, is that I did a one-person show competition that Steve was running, which is so great that he did for. Basically, his girlfriends who couldn't get seen by people and couldn't get representation, and he did this competition. It was kind of like American Idol when American Idol first got started.
Wow.
So four girls would perform a night, and the audience would vote for their favorite. And then at the end, then all the favorites from the eight nights, there was one final night, and casting directors were invited. And I won my little season, which is weird because I had a little premonition that I would. And off of that, I got to meet, like, the head of casting at NBC, Grace Wu. And she's like, you haven't been called by Significant Others yet? And she made the call while I was in her office. So
wow.
I owe that all to Steve. And Kirsten Vagnus won, I think, the first season. I might have this wrong. He'll yell at me and tell me. Mary Gallagher, who's been in a billion things, I think one season two. I was season three. And then Krista Flanagan, who was on Mad Men, you know, the girl that drove the tractor.
Oh, yeah.
She was the season four winner. And Melissa Peterman was the host. And so all good roads lead to Steve.
That's why I love the Silverman. Absolutely.
Do you like
speaking
the way I avoided
Melissa
the question?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Speaking of Melissa Peterman, is that Melissa who's going to be on our show, Michael?
Yeah, Melissa will be on November 2nd. Very excited to have her on. Melissa Peterman from Reba, Barbara Jean on Reba, and also co-host of the CMT Singing Bee. So glad to have her on.
And Fargo.
Oh, my God. How could I have forgotten Fargo?
I don't know.
Funniest hooker ever.
Oh, my God, hilarious. And she's really nice and so funny. And, like, I'm very short and she's very tall, so I'm very jealous. And she's very pretty and she's great.
You're funny.
You're pretty too, baby, honest to God. Steve Silverman makes no mistakes
in casting. I think you're definitely not saying you're selling yourself short there. But let me just do a quick hello to everybody. We've been about over 30 minutes into the show, and I did not acknowledge all of our friends and guests that we have inside the chat room, so I do want to thank all of you for taking the time to be with us. The one and only Victoria, my namesake, is in the chat room. Cheryl Wood is inside the chat room. We've got a bunch of guests inside the chat room. A very, very good friend from the Warford Foundation is inside the chat room. We've got a chef, it looks like, inside the chat room as well, and Chef also just said hello inside the chat room, and also all the 13,000 of you that do take the time to listen to the show. But Allison Quinn is who we're talking to. She's joining us today. She's a fantastic, funny woman, and also she's an actress, and I know we can see her upcoming on Pretty, and Steve was, Michael, was it a couple of weeks ago that Steve and the cast of Pretty were on At Home with Victoria as well?
Yeah, they were on during the week of September 14th. Let me just go ahead and double check here. And just the funniest cast I've ever had in My life, yeah. The 14th and 21st, we did a two-part show with them, got all the cast in, and actually very excited to go ahead and also mention that Sam Pancake will be joining us on the lovely date of October 26th at 8 p.m., the lead in the award-winning web series Pretty. You can find them at www.prettytheseries.com or find them on Facebook. Just go ahead and Google, and Allison will be making her guest appearance, which is going to be hilarious. I wish you could tell us more about Ginger, but I do respect Steve, and I know that he holds the whip over your head.
He does. He's so.
And he may beat us
up
too, Michael. So we can't do that.
He knows
Steve very well. He may get us too. So we can't mess with Steve Silverman either.
No, don't let that cute face fool you. we'll tell you this about Ginger. First of all, I really love this character, and what I will say is she's involved in the pageant world.
Mm-hmm.
She has some peculiar traits.
Mm-hmm.
And she has an agenda of her own.
Okay, I'll take that.
How's that?
That's fair enough.
For, like, a little intrigue, like, wet your whistle to watch. I mean, and seriously, people, go to prettytheseries.com. It takes you, what, a half hour to watch the whole first season?
Yeah. Yeah, and season... And season two trailer is up right now, so you can go ahead and catch that either on Victoria's page, my page, or Allison's page, or again,
oh
go to www.prettytheseries.com.
Do you guys want to
speaking of Allison's
help
page? Yeah, sorry. Allison, let me ask you this. Speaking of your page, one of the emails that I've been getting is how people are able to follow you. So do you have your own web page, and also are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. I don't have my own web page. But you can, like, Twitter I think is for teenagers and assholes. Excuse me, I don't know if I can say that, but I did. So you can, except for Jennifer Elise Cox, who I know
right.
does Twitter and does not do Facebook, and she is hilarious and amazing. And I think that just friend me on Facebook or say that you listen to this. Usually I don't, like, friend people I don't know anymore because
okay.
I got some weirdos.
Yeah.
Except for, I think my friend Tim Polis is listening, maybe, from Kentucky, and we met on MySpace because he likes sons and daughters, and we're, like, friends. And he, like, started a fan page on Facebook, which I would never do. And it's just, I don't know, someone there, if you say you listen to this or you're friends with Michael or Victoria or you watch Pretty,
wait.
I will add you.
Ah,
blah,
the key
blah, blah.
Word. Key word is Pretty,
that's
and she'll add you on Facebook.
Yeah, if you call me Pretty, I'll come to your house.
That's funny.
You're pretty.
Well, listen, Allison, we actually have run out of time. We kind of tricked you. We said 30 minutes, but you've been on for close to 35, 40 minutes now.
Oh,
so
my
our
God,
time is running
Victoria.
Out. But I know, but will you come back and visit us again when you've got
oh, my
the,
God,
the
I'm
new
so
stuff
honored.
All,
I would love to.
On?
Yeah, no, I think that's so sweet and awesome, and I love it, and good luck to you. You have great people on. I'm going to be listening when Sam is on, and, yeah, I'd love to come back. Blah, blah, blah.
Beautiful.
Thank
Allison,
you.
First of all, thanks from me. I adore you. You know I do. So big love and hugs to you, and thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and right back to both of you. And I like your hair like that, too, Victoria.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone, that was the one and only Allison Quinn who was with us this evening to join us on the show. She's just so sweet, Michael, and just completely, completely down to earth. Because, you know, you never know what you're going to get when you get Hollywood people. It doesn't matter if they're folks in major roles, secondary roles, or whatever. The mere fact that she is an actress and on different shows, she's just very down to earth and just so sweet.
I know, and very funny. I highly encourage everyone to go ahead and check her out on YouTube. She's got a YouTube channel called Allison Quinn. You can subscribe to it, and she'll keep you informed of upcoming videos. But once again, go ahead and check her out on www.prettytheseries.com. Check her out on Facebook. But, Vic, I highly suggest you YouTube her actor's reel. Her dramatic reel is still funny. So, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, down to earth, normal, no frills, no spills, just a hardworking actress, and I really think that she's going to hit really, really big with Pretty coming up. So I'm really happy she came on.
Well, Well, she is as cute as a button. So I have her her picture on our Blog Talk Radio page again, just because she was going to be on here today. So we just want to give her hugs and kisses. And of course, as we mentioned, Allison, At Home with Victoria is now your home. So you know, whenever you've got anything going on, whether it's you know you may have a charity event that you're working on, or you know you've got a new show, or you know a project that you want to get the word out there about, and this is always your home. And you're always, always more than welcome to come on the air and talk about it when any time that that you would like to. So, what's going on inside the chat room, Michael?
Inside the chat room, we have Cheryl Wood. Yeah, everybody's doing their thing. They're monitoring themselves. Our regular producer Linda Lively is a little sick today, so Cheryl Wood, guest 3338, Parthenia and Victoria WK. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate that. And coming up on Thursday at Home of Victoria, we have Erin Brown, hot on the red carpet. You're going to love this girl too. She also has her own YouTube channel, Victoria. So give her a couple peeks. She is hilarious. She's a journalist. She's a news media journalist. She is a comedian. She is a tour de force. So I think you're going to really, really enjoy her. She'll be on Thursday.
Well, I have already started to look at her work because you know you had sent me a link while ago. So she is very, very funny. I've already started to look at that. One quick thing before we get off the air, Michael, I do want to mention and let everybody know Cheryl Woods and her event, the Common Thread Networking. I do believe there's still a few tickets left, so if you don't have tickets for Cheryl Wood, and she's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman who is the CEO and founder of Moms Are the Best, then just check her out on Facebook. Or not, you can check my wall out or even Michael's wall because we're going to be there. I think it's next. Is it next Saturday, the 23rd?
Yeah, the 23rd.
All of us are going to be there. Yeah, we're all going to be there. So it's going to be a lot of fun, but not only that, it's a great, great networking opportunity because she's got so many people from different businesses and background who are going to be there. Myself, Maima Carmo, Jewel Green, Danielle, the four of us are getting awards there. Besides the award ceremony, there's just going to be a tremendous amount of networking. So that definitely is a place that you should go. I do believe tickets are $15. So just, you know, check it out. And Cheryl did mention inside the chat room it is next Saturday. So if you're not doing anything on Saturday or if you are, you definitely want to make sure that you try to squeeze that into your schedule, Michael, because that's going to be a lot of fun. Plus, it's also going to sort of be Facebook comes alive, right?
Absolutely. I'm still going to be there. I just put the link up in the chat room, and at Cheryl's event, we'll be giving away some pretty merchandise. So catch up if you're there. Come up to Victoria and I, and we'll be lovely enough to bestow upon you the pretty coffee mugs, the pretty thermal coffee holders, T-shirts, and other things. So I can't wait. I'm really happy to meet you finally. I mean, we've had so much conversation. I just can't wait to meet my Vicky in person.
I know, in person. I know. It is funny because everybody always thinks that, because Michael and I actually, just for the record, we live in different places. So, and a lot of times the events in D.C. that I do all the time, I'm there always in, you know, in Washington, emceeing or doing some event. Michael is actually in another state, so he doesn't always get a chance to actually come out to these events because we're not in the same location. So that day is going to be very, 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 very cool. As well. Michael, let me just clarify something because people seem to think that Michael and I have never seen each other in person, but we do know each other. There was kind of some stuff in the chat room. I just really wanted to clarify that. So anyway, Cheryl did also say, and I want to mention that a part of the proceeds for her event is going to be going to the Tiger Lily Foundation, and that is also to help with breast cancer as well. So, Michael, you've got a day off until we're back on the air again with Erin.
You know it, honey. I can't wait. I'm looking very forward. And love to DeBrat and love to your other sister there. And I'm glad you're having a good time up there. I'll see you.
Yes,
you're
going to
be back
on the show
on Thursday?
I really, 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 really needed this break because I haven't taken a break in a while. But I'm here for another day. Then I head to Washington. I think I've got some interviews coming up with Video Hair Magazine with Joe on Thursday and Friday for the show. And speaking of that, we may actually end up on the CW network. I'll tell everybody more about that, but that's I'm crazy excited about
yeah.
that. So we're working on, not we, Joe is working on the CW network, so that's very exciting about that. Yes,
I'll,
and I'll definitely
I'll put on my man girdle for you.
Okay, please do.
Please do.
All right, Michael, I'll talk to you soon.
Love you, honey. Have a great night. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I'll see you next. I'll see you on Thursday. Take care.
And again, that was Michael Kay, my sidekick when it comes to the entertainment shows here on At Home with Victoria. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things going on at Home with Victoria. Always just really from the bottom of my heart, just like to thank everybody for listening to the show and supporting me. I've been on the air a year now by trade. For real, I'm a television news anchor and journalist, and I enjoy that too, but I think I have to say I kind of like this a little bit more better. But in any event, good night to everybody who's visiting inside the chat room. And again, thank you so much. And I do appreciate that. And everybody in the chat room says that Michael and I are like sisters and brothers. Yeah, so that's because we just get along and just blend in so well together. But in any event, thank you so much. And thanks for the compliments on my hair. I didn't do anything different, everybody. I just kind of put it back off my face. But, Cheryl, I do appreciate that and all the other compliments that I got on my my new little hairdo. So good night. God bless. And we will be back on the air again on Thursday.